We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming to Isaiah 65, beginning at verse 17. We'll read just to the end of the chapter. Now, we're almost at the end of Isaiah's great magnum opus, and his thoughts are now turning to the end of history and the return of Christ and the coming glory. He encourages us that we should often do the same. I hope that you often think of Jesus' return and the age of glory that is to come. And here he says, "Behold," this is God speaking through him, "I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former things are put aside." Now, you may know there's a number of interpretations of this. Primarily, Christians are divided between the premillennial view and what's called the amillennial view. The premillennial view sees Isaiah here telling that after Jesus returns, there will be a thousand-year period. That comes from Revelation chapter 20, in which Christ reigns on the earth together with the people. There's different theories of who those people are. This passage, some would argue, says it's the Israelites who are restored in the Holy Land. And after the end of that thousand year comes a final judgment. Now, if I held that view, this is one of the passages I would go to. Because he uses language, here's the argument, Isaiah uses language here that cannot be used of the eternal glory when there is no longer any death or dying, because he says things like, verse 20, "A young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed." Unlike now, when people don't live that long, it's very rare for someone to be 100 years old. He's saying, well, in that age, someone who dies at 100 will be young. It'll be a shocking thing if someone only lives to be 100 years old. So you see the logic. How can this be talking about the eternal city of God if he's referring to people dying? Well, there's a number of problems, actually, with that view. One of them is a general teaching of the New Testament, especially Jesus. Jesus knows a two-stage eschatology, this present evil age and the age to come. And according to the New Testament, in many places, those ages do not overlap temporally. Now, it's true that the age to come has broken in the power of the Spirit. We live in the present evil age, but Christ has broken in spiritually by the power of the Spirit. But biblically, this present age does not overlap with the age to come. It ends climactically, cataclysmically. We will see that in one of the classic passages, 2 Peter chapter 3, before too long, Lord willing. And then there is a new heavens and a new earth. The very language Isaiah uses here, it's not something that will happen within this current age of the world and its structures. It's not an intermediary stage. It's a new heavens and a new earth. Well, then what do we make of this? Well, it is very common for the prophets speaking to their own people to describe these eschatological events in the terms and the structures of their current life. And so you'll often read of the children playing in the street, and every man will have his own vine and his own donkey. Now, that's not actually literally saying this is what's going to be in heaven. It's putting in the terms of his own people what will happen there. The New Testament is very clear that Jesus returns. You think of Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man returns, then he will sit on his throne. And Jesus' return will lead to the final judgment, the end of all things, and then the age of glory that is to come. I want to particularly point out the beauty of the things Isaiah talks about. Yes, he uses metaphors, but how wonderful they are. It's not going to be any frustration there. There's not going to be grief and sorrow. There's not going to be frustrated labor. Although this kind of language reminds us that heaven is not sitting on angels' wings, floating bored on clouds. Just wipe those secular thoughts from your mind. It's going to be a higher form of life. All that we've found good and enjoyable will be taken to their ultimate there. And then look at verse 25. "The wolf and the lamb, they will graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the fox. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain." Let me say, if you weary of this world, if it seems that the strife just never ends, the usurpations, the deceptions, the manipulations, the malice, it just never ends. That's true in this present age. The things we are so frustrated with today are the common lot of human history. But let me give you good news. There's a day when that will no longer be the case. All the things that are so wearisome now will end when Jesus returns. There will be a new heavens and a new earth. Be glad and rejoice forever, and frequently pray, I urge you, "Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord and their descendants with him. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.